This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, America? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Always glad to have you guys with me. And I want to talk about shock. If you're interested, I think shock is an important topic. It's something that's happening to us all the time. But if you believe we're being shocked, you better check out these Democrats. KJRadio.com, where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. Future shock has been described as a feeling where people get too much change in too short amount of time. And that is what the Democrats are feeling right now. There has been a huge disruption, a rip in the fabric of the universe of the Democrats. And right now they are being sucked down a black hole. They have no idea what to do. They have never experienced this much shock since 1865. The closest after that came in 1965. And they overcame both of those. And in fact, they pushed all their bad stuff off to other parties called the Republicans. And the Republicans were too stupid, and they took it. They accepted whatever the Democrats had to say, and they own all this bad stuff. But now the Democrats find themselves in a world of hurt, a world of pain, future shock. They're disoriented because they can see the future. They can see 2018 November looming. They see 2020 looming. They see 2024 looming. How far do I need to go out? I don't know, about a decade, because there's a generation of people who are about to watch a flip happen. It's going to happen, folks. Shocking poll numbers I want to get into in just a bit. I want you to think of all the things that right now are happening with the Democrats that they've got to consider. One, they have lost the election. And then, you know, no, nothing new here. I'm not teaching you something. But I want you to remember the shock on their faces. Now, the minions were just mad because their ideology had lost out. But the elitist, the people at the top, they knew something was bigger. Future shock. How many things were going to change on that evening for Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, James Comey, McCabe, and on and on? The ripple effect of losing in 2016 was the future shock that you're just seeing the shockwave. You ever seen one of those bombs go off in the movies? And then Hollywood has those people on ropes and they drag them all back? That's what's happening right now. See, it exploded. Hillary was hit immediately. So was Barack Obama, because their whole collusion effort to get rid of Donald Trump had failed, and they were toast. Now you're saying, Kevin, they aren't toast. I mean, they were toast. They lost. There's still future shock coming, but the ripple effect was you watched all those people that were crying, like, which, by the way, makes me smile. Happy New Year, y'all. Have I said that to y'all already? Happy New Year. I'm going to say it to December 31st. Happy New Year, 2018, the worst year of the Democrats' political existence. You are in it. You are in the biggest historical moment in American history right now. So anyway, the people that are crying, they were the ones who you watched the blast hit. But now there's more. And you know what happens generally in a bomb like that? Sometimes there can be additional bombs that continue to go off, and that's what you're seeing. Future shock. Future shock, shocking. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, man. Too much change in too short amount of time. Do you realize what happened on November 8, 2016, when they called that election the most dramatic change in Democrats' history happened in the blink of an eye, in the call of the political pundits that Donald Trump was going to become the new president. Barack Obama said, I'm going to make it a smooth transition, didn't he? Remember that? We're going to do everything we can to help President Trump. They had the meeting, and he acted all magnanimous and all that. This is the guy that said he would never be president. And you better believe he worked his butt off to make sure that was never that it would never happen. And he had to sit in that White House during the transition and pretend that he was going to help Donald Trump. Shocked. Future shocked. Because his life changed forever. You think Barack Obama's life changed when he got sworn in? When he left office, that was a bigger change. Because see, when he got sworn in, that was a fluke. He never thought that day was going to happen. Not for a long shot. He maybe 4 years later, maybe if he got lucky, he was concerned about his past. What he was dead set center knew was never going to happen was he wasn't going to have to face the man. He was never going to have to answer to Donald Trump. And then he shocked. He sat there shocked. All those people shocked. Valerie Jarrett, the whole infrastructure, the FBI, all of them in shock. Why do you think we're talking about this now, folks? You feel that ripple? You feel that shockwave? No, you don't feel it. It's only for the bad guys. They are in shock. I'm talking across the board. The NSA, the FISA courts. We got judges that are worried about their careers. We got career clandestine agency folks, NSA, FBI, et cetera, DOJ, worried about their careers. We got politicians worried about their careers. You got ex-politicians worried about their careers. And you got a host of minions. Democrats, folks, if that list is, to call it dozens, I think is ridiculous. I bet it's hundreds of people that are complicit. The ones you care about, probably 10 to 15, right? But it's coming. You out there, Carl, you listening to me? This is Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Show. And I told you guys what was going to happen in 2018, and I told you it was going to point the finger at Barack Obama. I got a poll for you. Where over town is good for me. Shock. Jules Renard said, truth makes many appeals, but not the least of which is its power to shock. The truth shocks you, but the truth shall set you free. I know you've heard that one. Folks, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Short break. We'll be back in just a bit. I hope you keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There was a guy who wrote, well, let me say who I am first. Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. Go check us out. RacePimping.com. And our movie should wrap here sometime in the next few days. And when we're done with that, we will start our premieres. And hopefully you guys will be interested in hosting a premiere or something like that. If you have any interest at all, contact us at KJRadio.com. Which, by the way, is where you can catch the show on demand 24/7 anytime you want, or listen live when we broadcast. So, I am the problem. There was a filmmaker, his name is Morgan Spurlock, and you're going, who, Kevin? What's he got to do with anything? Yeah. And he revealed in an unprompted extended tweet titled, I Am the Problem, instances where he's sexually harassed a female assistant and confessed to cheating on, quote, every wife and every girlfriend I ever had. Now, this is the guy that did Super Size Me, which is a documentary where he said he went to, you know, McDonald's and he ate all at the same time and he didn't gain weight or whatever. I don't remember whether he gained weight or didn't gain weight. I didn't watch it. And what I suspect of Morgan Spurlock, or Moreland, if you want to call him that, Morgan Spurlock, is he's an attention seeker. See, guys like him, they say, this is the hot item right now, sexual, you know, impropriety. And he's going, I am the problem because I sexually harassed a female assistant. I don't know what that means, but we'll get to it in just a second. And then he says he cheated on every wife and every girlfriend he ever had. So that's the problem. Let me just say this to Morgan, and I know I'm talking to the entire audience, but here's the deal, Morgan. Every one of your girlfriends and your wives, they cheated on you. Now, you're saying,
whoa, Kevin, hold on, women, you know, you're talking about women here. Women are sacrosanct. I mean, come on, what are you doing here, man? Don't, bro, don't become a misogynist. No,
I'm telling you, they knew what he was doing, and they cheated on him. Morgan thinks he's, you know, he's been carrying around his guilt. I cheated on all of them. Let me tell you, these women saw Morgan was making mortgage payments for people. As my friend would say, he's fattening up frogs for other snakes. Those women that spent their time with him got to say, I was with a filmmaker or whatever. And look, I'm not trying to be mean towards all women. I'm just telling you, Morgan wants to take on. He's saying,
men are evil. Men are bad. Men are dogs.
Really? Okay. So tell us what we don't already know about guys. But guess what? The women's movement occurred, and women are just as bad. I'll give you a story. So one of my buddies is a famous song. Well, he's not famous in the sense of who he is, but his songs have been sung by, you know, very important, not important, but big names, Madonna and others, along that line. Got hit records. He doesn't have to work. And he tells me a story. We were talking, and he says, Kevin, he goes, two times in my life this happened. He goes, I was in a session, and I won't tell you who the artist was, but he says, I'm in there with an artist, and we're recording, and because he's also a jazz pianist. He's a really good keyboardist. So he goes, we're recording, and we get done. He's a good-looking guy, and he goes, we get done, and they were recording a three-woman group, and he was sitting in with them. And he says, they wrap up, and one of the women says to him, the lead singer, comes up and they say, well, hey, well, what do you guys want to do with the other musicians? We're going to go get some dinner or whatever. And the lead singer says, you guys, you ladies go ahead and go with them. I'm going to stay behind and perform, I'll just say, Lewinsky on my friend. And he was like, you know, taken aback. Like, what? Now, this is a kid raised Catholic, religious, you know, got, by the way, this was before he became, you know, had his dollars, got his bucks. But he's like just taken aback, like, nah, we're going to go to dinner. And then it happened again. He says they were at a gig, and I don't know the details, but I know one of the ladies was singing, and it was a group, and they came to the bar. He was so over by the bar, and he says that we all played the same, you know, this venue, and one of the ladies came over and said identically the same thing when everybody goes, hey, do we all want to go and do something else? She says, no, I'm going to stay behind and do this. Two different women. And he says, Kevin, it was at that point, you know, I was thinking, wow, the sexual revolution is just wild. He goes, you know, who in his wildest dreams growing up, he would have never believed that women would come to him and say something like that. So Morgan wants to ride this wave of feminism. He's admitting, I'm the problem. But he's not just saying him. He's saying it's all of us. And here's what he says. As I sit around, hero after hero, man after man, fall at the realization of their past indiscretions. I don't sit by and wonder who will be next. I wonder, when will they come for me? Spurlock wrote before detailing an incident when in college in which he said, the woman he was dating, quote, believed she was raped. Light bright, that kid's toy, that's all I can see and think about, she said, and she started to cry. Spurlock recalled her saying, I didn't know what to do. We stopped having sex and I rolled beside her. I tried to comfort her to make her feel better. I thought I was doing okay. I believed she was feeling better. She believed she was raped. Now, look, I'm not here to to moralize about different people's situations, but, you know, what we are doing right now is we are opening up Pandora's box. And guys like him are not really helping, because all these so-called repressed feelings are, you know, the people are like, oh, you know what, in that situation, I didn't feel like he loved me. I felt like an object. Well, did you say that when you first began? And the answer is no. And I'm not saying that when somebody decides, you know, and again, no is no, whether it's during or whatever. But the point is, when that's so speculative and it's so out there, and this guy is feeding the real issue, because the real issue is there are women who are being brutalized, not by I'm with a guy and I don't know if I want to be with him. And all that's human interaction. We're not talking about women that are getting dragged into, you know, whatever, and accusing men, and we're taking the spotlight off of these real issues. And I think that's the danger of guys like him. And all you, let me tell you, all Morgan Spurlock is trying to do is set the stage for his next project. I went out and I talked to all my old girlfriends, and I talked to women about these situations. And oh, by the way, here's my documentary, and come see it, because it's going to make me some money. He's not really looking to solve a problem, because if he were, he'd be asking a lot of different questions than just this. He'd be exploring much more of the psyche of the women involved and what was going on, explaining to us what was going on at the time, than he is. But that's not what he's trying to do, and that's not what the left tries to do. They just try to jump onto something and profit. Short break. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Subtropical Storm Alberta was slowly approaching the panhandle of Florida and is expected to make landfall just south of Panama City Beach later this afternoon. Florida Governor Rick Scott updates the situation.
We're going to get some rain. We have a chance for flash flooding. We got a chance for tornadoes in the panhandle especially, but we're getting rain around the state. We have our state emergency management team is well prepared.
Today, President Trump laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president also then later delivered remarks from Arlington National Cemetery.
We cannot imagine the depth of emotion that this day brings. Each year, the grief renewed, The memories relived, those last beautiful moments together, cherished and always remembered.
Please do stay safe as you end your Memorial Day weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here at the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So happy to have you with me. We are discussing truisms today. If you want to chime in on it, in fact, let's do this. Do me a favor. Call. Let us know what your truism is, one that you live by, one that you go, that's a fact, Jack. All right? 844-551-8255. For those of you who don't get in, we'll play your truism back on the radio on another show. And the reason why I love truisms is because of the truth. You know, you think about it. Sometimes these things capture us. They're karmic. They're karma in a cosmic way. Truisms are truisms. They're a reflection of society. They're a reflection of man's nature in many cases. So I like dealing with them. In the beginning, I want to talk about the Dickens book, Tale of Two Cities. He makes statements about society in his book, The Tale of Two Cities. And there's no further evidence. These are truisms widely accepted about society he's describing. And I want you to think about this in terms of what we're going through today. Because Dickens begins this novel, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. And I want you to think about just that part for just a second. The best of times and the worst of times. We've gone through the worst of times with Barack Obama. Now we're in the best of times, but it still feels like the worst of times in many ways, right? We are in the midst of the best of times, but it's the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. Now, what's funny about this is I often say that when you mix those two things that differ together, it sounds profound, right? Like, he who lies must also face the truth. You know, it sounds profound. But in the case of Dickens, it really is to some degree, because we are truly in the age of wisdom and we live in the age of foolishness. We've got a person now who's in control of the country, Donald Trump, who is a wise man. Wise in ways that many of us don't even understand. Wise in ways that have made him a billionaire and gave him an inside understanding of things that, quite frankly, we don't know because we walk around like bumpkins most of the time. Most of us, our aspirations are such that we are not going to deal with politicians too much. Maybe local school board or something like that. But we're not trying to, build buildings in the middle of big cities where we've got to deal with unions and, graft and corruption and all that. Donald Trump set his sights on that for whatever reason, whatever his background was, his dad's background, whatever influences he had. And he says, this is what I'm going to do. And he learned the inside scoop, the tricks of the trade. So it was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief It was the epoch of incredulity. That's a tough word. You try saying that. It's like saying squirrel in French. Escoil. It's a tricky word. But it was the epoch of belief and the epoch of incredulity. So we live in a time where the truth is being revealed and we still have to be skeptical. The media made us this way. Donald Trump made us recognize it. Which brings me to the next part of the Dickens opening. It was a season of light. It was a season of darkness. So not only are we illuminating what's going on, what's been, messing up the body politic, corroding it, we also get a chance to see that. And in that revelation, we see the darkness. We see how bad things have gotten. And I'm going to tell you, you better be thankful that you're getting this view. I want you to think a decade ago. Would you have believed that we are experiencing the types of things that we're currently experiencing? Would you have believed that even possible? I wouldn't. If you told me the NSA is capturing all your phone messages, they can turn on your computer, they can listen to you through your own, through devices that you think are private to you. Every conversation you've had in your entire life could be sitting in a computer somewhere. Everything you've ever typed on your computer is likely sitting on a computer somewhere. That information is in the hands of bureaucrats who crave power. They know your weaknesses. They know your strengths. And they will happily use your weaknesses against you. They talk about the Church of Scientology gets some, they want to know your dirty so they can hold it against you. They got nothing on the federal government. Facebook could easily be one of those types of vehicles. Zuckerberg laughed at us when you say, yep, you can have all my data. And now if you've got Facebook and you've got Messenger, they can turn on your computer. You give them permission to turn on your speaker, your video, you name it. It's crazy. You've lost your ability to disconnect. To just be human. To say the things that you want to say. To feel anymore. And what's funny is the left wants to tell you how to feel. They want to tell you how to view all these things that you find peculiar. You can't say that. You can't do that. You can't be this. You can't have your own observations about, some, crazy thing that you see. I use the analogy, the example the other day of two guys kissing. That's weird to me. I'm not saying that it shouldn't happen. I'm saying in my sensibilities where I like women, I see two guys kissing and I see that as weird. And there's nothing you're going to tell me that's going to make that not weird to a heterosexual man. But they won't. No, if you see that as weird, you're homophobic. It has nothing to do with homophobia. If I see a hairless cat, I think that's weird. Most of the cats I've seen, they have hair. If I see a bald-headed woman, I see it as weird. She may be stunning. In fact, I know some. A couple of them. Or they have really short hair, and I'm like, wow, she's gorgeous. But I'm used to seeing women with longer hair. It's weird. Doesn't make it wrong. Final thing that they say in the opening is it was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. So, again, I go back to, we've got Trump. It is the spring of hope. We elected this man. We call it the fall of hope. The autumn of hope. I want to make it sound like it's a negative, the fall of hope. The autumn of hope. Donald Trump was elected, but it was the winter of despair. Because he's not allowed to do what he wants to do. Because there's a cadre of people, evildoers out there, who want to make sure that he's not successful. Why? Not because his ideas don't work. His ideas are great. We know his ideas work. They've already begun to work. I saw somebody put a thing out. I think it was one of the Kennedys, Joe Kennedy, one of the Kennedy boys, said Donald Trump may go down as the greatest president in history. This is a Kennedy. And somebody tweeted, he already is. And I have to tell you, I'm inclined to believe it. Donald Trump's ability to get things done marvels anybody. So let's read the whole thing from Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of it was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was a season of light. It was a season of darkness. It was a spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. And such is the duality of man. And I talked earlier about a truism, a house divided cannot stand. You know, I mean, what do you want me to say about it? A house divided against itself cannot survive. And so we're witnessing this right now. You're trying to fix it. I have no beef with the left. I know they're idiots, but I can tolerate you. But what I can't tolerate is an idiot who would be destructive and interfering with goodness. When we were interfering with Barack Obama and the left were calling us idiots, we were trying to prevent these idiots from getting what they wanted. It's like when you interfere in the midst of your kids, you go, look, stop eating all that candy. You're going to get a stomachache. No, you just don't want me to have the candy. No, I don't want you to get a stomachache and have rotten teeth. If we just left them to their own devices, that's essentially what they would be. They'd be a bunch of little kids with stomach aches and rotten teeth. So when we try to stop them, it's meaningful. But they're trying to stop progress. They see progress. There was nothing to see over there with the Democrats. Nothing. Barack Obama was a waste of space, and they know it now. And they hate us.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I think this is a question where we have a Republican Party with a serious morality problem right now, and I want to name it. I mean, we've got a party that is saying Neil Gorsuch is one thing. I testified against his nomination. If that was what was able to be compelling to you, Hugh, to let Trump's indiscretions and abuse of power go, fine. We're talking about Roy Moore as pretty much everyone acknowledges that there's credible evidence that he was a child molester. And the reason why Kellyanne Conway and other members of the Republican infrastructure are saying we have to let this man walk into the Senate is so that we can cut taxes on the rich.
Welcome back, everybody. That was some black chick on, what was it? I can't remember the show. But can you believe it? The GOP has a morality problem. Yeah, so does the world, okay? The world has a morality problem. We all do. The question is, who deals with their morality problems? Does the left? I mean, let's think about the leftists, hardcore leftists. Who's got more pictures with Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack and Michelle Obama Harvey Weinstein or Donald Trump? Name any Republican who's got the morality issues of any of the people that we've talked about on the left, whether we're talking about Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, Al Franken, who, by the way, I don't see his as as big a deal as most people, John Conyers, and Teddy Kennedy. Look, don't even get people opening up the Komodo on the left and what they do. This $17 million we spent on sexual harassment that our taxpayer money went to, there should be no reason on God's green earth we can't demand to see who's been paid and for what reasons. And hey, I'm going to make you a bet. If we ever get to see that list, you're going to see a long list of Democrats. It's going to shock you. You're going to see some Republicans too, but you're going to see a lot of Democrats. Many more. The left know this. Paul Ryan, who could release the list, he knows it. It isn't because it's going to condemn a bunch of GOPers, which, for the record, I don't care. See, that's the difference between us and them. Showcase it. Show it all. I don't care who it ensnares. That's the definition of being a conservative, is that you're saying, doesn't matter to me. Right is right. Show the taxpayers why we had to pay for somebody else's indulgences, for their peccadilloes. And I want my money back. But anyway, that's a crazy lady saying the GOP has a problem. Then she goes to the two people where there is not in one iota of credible evidence. Donald Trump mentions grabbing women by the you-know-what. She knows that's legit. She knows it. You think she's going to admit that? Of course not. Roy Moore, 35, 40-year-old allegations, and she acts like it's breaking news and he's been sexting with young teenage girls like, say, an Anthony Weiner. I mean, these people are incredible. I'm going to go on and there was a panel on sexual harassment. Cokie Roberts was in it, and here's what she had to say. And she alludes to this being Conyers. The people ran with it as it was Conyers, but it doesn't really say it was him per se. But she's talking about being on the Hill and what happens. Anyway, here's a clip.
And what about Conyers and Franken? Right. Nothing's happened since. What happens to them?
It's not clear that any Democrats so far said they should resign. You saw Kathleen Rice. Other than that, you haven't seen a lot of them. I'm curious. My question of this whole process is saying it should go to the Ethics Committee a real thing, or is it just a stalling tactic? And that's what we don't know yet. They set up a process, but does the process matter, and is the process going to lead? Like, it's hard for me to see
like
the
rehab,
Conyers thing being anything
rehab.
Other than the obvious. We know what happened. Essentially. So does that lead to a resignation, or does that just lead to a stalling process? And that's what I don't know yet.
And can they weather the storm, right?
Because
one of these happens, another one happens, and if it just becomes noise, then maybe they can hang on.
And, you know, they are so used to it. I mean, the culture of Capitol Hill for so many decades was men being bad.
So we talk about that. We talk about it weeks and weeks. But does anything really change?
No.
We ask that question. I mean, this seems unprecedented. How many? But do you think people are really talking about it as if things will change?
I mean, I really don't think that the culture has, we haven't seen some major shift, right? And I would also just point out, members policing themselves, they have a very bad track record of it, and whether it's about these kinds of scandals, whether it's about how they use their finances. There is nobody is saying that they're going to change the whole process with which this is done, that they're going to throw out members if they actually have sexual harassment cases.
But, you know,
this is a big problem for
the
them.
The fact that people are willing to be public can change things. I mean, we all talked about for years.
A little bit at a time.
But, you know, don't get in the elevator with him, you know, and every female in the press corps knew that, right? Don't get in the elevator with him. Now people are saying it out loud, and I think that does make it.
That is a change.
Don't get in the elevator with him. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. So the left, they know. They know all the things that they do. It's like I tell you, folks, it's in plain sight. I don't know how much I can school you on the idea that the left hide nothing. They tell you, I'm a lecherous person who will take advantage of you in any way that I can. Oh, by the way, have you seen my charity that protects me from being a lecherous person who will take advantage of anything that I can? So if you say, I want to take advantage of women and get them on my, you know, my couch or, you know, sexually abuse them in any way, then, hey, let me introduce you to my charity where I help women of sexual abuse. If you tell me that a guy, you know, is into pedophilia, I'll show you a leftist coach. He's going to be. That's why people are like, it was my son's coach that did it. And they're always surprised. He's a coach. And I go, yeah, but did you check his political ideology? He's a leftist. And so he's at the place where he can indulge himself the most. A person on the right, if I coach kids, it's because I love kids. I want to see them perform and I want to see their lives change. I want to see them use sports as a metaphor for life and go out and conquer. I don't go be around kids because I have a fetish for kids. That's what leftists do. It's like the guy that'll say, yeah, you know, I find myself hanging around the sexual addiction clinic to help the young girls who have sexual addictions. Yeah, really? it's crazy. What are you talking about? That's what they do. And it's in your face. What amazes me, honestly, is how easy it is to spot this stuff. And it doesn't seem like we care. We know what Hollywood does. They make movies about themselves. They even call themselves out in their own little award shows. We watched Seth MacFarlane call out Harvey Weinstein a couple of times in the award shows. Yeah, at least you no longer have to, you know, be in a present, pretend you like Harvey Weinstein. Things like this. He's not the only one. There's many of them. How quickly are they outing each other? Uma Thurman, she finally came out. She alluded over Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah, happy Thanksgiving to everybody except Harvey Weinstein. Is he the only one, Uma? All these leftists, they've been walking around for years with all this weight on their shoulders as they drive their Ferraris and go to their big galas and eat at the fanciest restaurants and wear the nicest clothes and then moralize on you. Not fooling me. And now they're afraid. They're afraid of President Trump. They're afraid of what we've done because, as I said earlier in the broadcast, you've exposed them as liars. So has President Trump. Here's what Ed Henry had to say in an interview on that.
Let's talk about some other names, and that is the fresh blood in the Democrat Party. You may have seen this, The Hill reporting. The new fresh blood names at the top of the list, Bernie Sanders, followed by more new
blood.
Not
ironic. This is
Joe Biden. Even more new blood, Elizabeth Warren, and then actually a new candidate, Kamala Harris, and then Senator Sherrod Brown. What do you make of this?
We surveyed potential candidates, and this is what Democrats are saying they want.
Democrats keep saying that they've got, you know, Donald Trump on the ropes and Robert Mueller's going to do this and that. You were just talking about it. They don't really know. They don't really have facts on what's happening in that investigation. And the Democrats are not regenerating their party while they are trying to, you know, press President Trump. They're not coming up with new leaders. They're the same old faces. Go beyond the presidential candidates.
We've heard of Bernie Sanders.
Nancy Pelosi is still in charge of the House Democrats. Chuck Schumer. They have the same faces.
Is that power, Ed? I mean, you've been in Washington a long time. Is that because when you've got power, you don't want to relinquish it?
It's the swamp. They want to grasp power. They want to keep it. And look, when I have conversations with senior Democrats in Washington, they say two things. One, they can't stand Donald Trump. That's obvious. They do that in public. What they say in private that they don't say in public, they think he's going to get reelected because they don't think, senior Democrats, that they have anybody who can take him on and beat him.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Fear not. The left know they can't beat Donald Trump. They have no candidate in the bullpen that can beat Donald Trump, and there's nobody that's going to emerge. Be comfortable to be ready to vote.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.